our life is a gift of Sivabhava to us. And we have to make it very valuable so that again he can accept it. Today's topic, complete surrender. What does it mean? What to do? First of all, I would remind you one line of Avyakt Bab Dada's Murli, very significant words. He mentioned, the moment you surrender yourself completely, you become perfect in a second. Complete surrender means to become complete. We can say this way. So it's very subtle thing, very deep thing. Baba has also mentioned, the moment you know me exactly, perfectly, you will become perfect. So it's also very deep to know the self and to know Baba. We have to think deeply, churn this point. How can we surrender everything to Baba? I will discuss this topic in front of you. Not only discussion, but I would like one thing, and I hope you all will accept it now in this class. We all will surrender everything to Baba. Everything. In everything, I will speak 9 things, 9 points, 9 treasures of ours. We will surrender them to Baba, and as the return, we will receive all Baba's treasures. When we say, Baba, whatever I belong, now it's for you. It belongs to you. So Baba responds, whatever I belong, now everything belongs to you. Mine, everything is yours now. You are the master of all of my treasures. So the surrender makes us carefree, fearless. Carefree and fearless. No more worry in our life. No worry of future. No worry of past. Life becomes very light. We have to make our life very delightful, very light, always carefree, just always enjoying Baba with us. This is our aim. So first of all, together with this class, we all will make some good practice. So first practice we will do now, very clear, simply and very clear, the experience of incorporeal state. So I am telling you the simple yukti, and you just follow it and become incorporeal for a minute. And that yukti is that my entire body disappeared. all elements of this body mixed up with the element of nature, and just incorporeal soul is left behind. So just have such thought, give such thoughts to yourself. Now do together with me that my left leg disappeared. Yes, it's a very good and entertaining practice. Left leg disappeared. Right leg disappeared. Left hand disappeared. Right hand disappeared. Stomach, back, chest disappeared. Head disappeared. I am a shining point of light, radiating light, might, purity. Om Shanti. It will make you easily thoughtless, incorporeal. So whenever you wish to experience it, just in a second, in 5 seconds, feel it that my body gone, disappeared, and I am just shining star. In this class we will also practice one thing, how to invoke Baba, Bap Dada, 4 ways. So Baba says to us, you have to become beggars, royal beggars. Beggar means nothing belongs to me. I am alone, a soul. Even this body doesn't belong to me. I have taken it on loan from nature. Become beggar. Then only you will become constant yogi. Without becoming beggars, you cannot become constant yogi. Because if we have the feeling of I and mine, 2 important words, I and mine, so many things will pull us down. We won't fly. We won't enjoy Baba's company. In bhakti in India, some people understand one thing. You can achieve one thing, either God or the world. Means worldly achievements. If you want to achieve God, if you want to achieve everything from Him, renounce everything of this world. We know we cannot become a sannyasi. Our path is not sannyas path, but we can renounce many desires of this world, which attract us very much. We can check the desires, the ambitions, the intentions, which pull us very much towards the world. We can renounce them and can become true sannyasi. True sannyasi means one who doesn't have any attraction, any attachment to this world. 2 paths of surrender we know. One is like us, many brothers and sisters, you know, in India, in the world, have dedicated their lives to Baba, for Baba's yajna. They left everything, like us, one type of surrender. You live in your family life, in your household life, you can also surrender everything to Baba. How? So just count 9 things we have to surrender. 9. First of all, body. Body, mind and wealth. Property. Not only money, wealth, property. 3 things. Fourth one is intellect. Things are very subtle, not gross, that, oh Baba, mine everything is yours now. Only saying this way will not give us anything. We have to deal with these things on subtle level. Mind, body, wealth, intellect. Fifth one is bodily relatives, relations. Sixth, actions we do whole day. Seventh, the fruit of actions, fruit, the result. It becomes very subtle. Eighth one, burden of responsibility. Surrender all responsibilities, burden of responsibility, tension of responsibility. And 9th one is your time. So we have to surrender these 9 things. In normal language, people used to say, we also had been saying that way, oh God, you have given everything to me. You have given me this body, this life, wealth, house, everything. People on the path of bhakti believe this way, that everything came from God. Now Baba reminds us, I have given you everything, now give back everything to me. Although we know, Baba will not take anything from us. Baba is the bestower, master of everything. Our little money, some dollars, some pounds, some rupees, are meaningless for God. I used to tell one story about Shankaracharya. You have heard his name, Shankaracharya. He became a sannyasi in the age of 7 years only. 7 years. A baby. A young sannyasi went in the house of a poor mother. You know, sannyasi had to beg food. So he said, oh mother, give me something. Mother was very poor. She saw that a young, beautiful sannyasi, a small sannyasi, is standing in front of me. She answered, oh child, I don't have anything in my house to give you. And she became very emotional. Tears came from her eyes. Shankaracharya answered, no mother, go back in your hut. See, there is a small fruit. It is called amla. I don't know, it's a medicine, beautiful medicine, medicinal power, a small one, amla, amla, we will say this way. So mother went back and saw that, oh, really, one amla was there. she brought that fruit, gave to Shankaracharya. And then what Shankaracharya did, he went into trance, he used his siddhi power, occult power, and there was the rain of gold's amlas in her home, in her courtyard. Gold samla fell down as rain. So I used to think, when a small sannyasi, Shankaracharya, can do such miracle, what God can do, who is all powerful. He can do everything with the power of thought only. Does he need our money? What would you say? Does he need our money? No. He just wants to make us free from attachment, free from the burden of everything. He asks for our cooperation. He is so egoless. He asks us, oh my children, cooperate with me in my divine task. He can do everything. Baba has mentioned in his Avyaktmurli, if I wish, I can change this hell into heaven in a second. But I don't do this way, because I have to make your fortune most elevated. So I am giving this opportunity to you. And I have noticed in India, I know many stories of Indian brothers and sisters, everyone experienced that Baba gives return here itself. We need not to wait for heaven. Return comes immediately. Direct fruit. Very subtle type of happiness he gives, we experience. So what we have to do? Neither Baba says nor I am saying that you have to give up all of your wealth. But we have to do one thing. See your wealth. Take your drashti to your property and have this feeling, Baba, this all I surrender to you. Now this all belong to you. Then Baba says, okay, I accept your money, your property. Now use it according to Srimat. This is how we surrender our wealth. But it will be very, very useful for everyone. I am just reminding one thing. In all religions of the world, I know about two religions, Hindu religion and Buddhism, Jain religion, three religions, I know about them. There was a principle in them. 10% of your income you should use for religious purpose. And people got very good result of doing this. They used 10% of their wealth for religious things and they got lot of money, lot of money. So we must also decide in our mind that this percent, 10%, 5%, whatever you want, with true heart, use for Baba. It will give you specific energy, very subtle type of enjoyment, and you will enjoy that this thought that, oh, we also cooperate in this divine task of God. You need not to think one thing. Many Brahmins create one waste thought. What is that waste thought? I gave this much of money in the center. I want to know how sisters used it. What they did with that money. So we should know the secret behind it. If our actions are not selfless, if there is any subtle or gross selfish motivation behind anything we do, result comes down. We will not get 100% fruit of that action. Suppose a person gave $1 million for Baba's yajna. He gave with true heart, but he is thinking again and again, oh, how they used my money. I have made this money with hard efforts. I gave to Baba. Did they use or misuse? I must know. So this attention will create lot of tension in his mind, and he will lose good fruit of that. He will lose happiness. Suppose he looks that, oh, here that money is misused, he will lose his happiness. So, in our religions, it has been mentioned, if you give anything with right hand, even your left hand must not know it. Keep it so incognito. If you donate anything with your right hand, give in such a way that your left hand could not know it. That's the real way to donate, to give real help. Otherwise, there will remain always the feeling of I-ness, I, which is the biggest enemy of yogi souls, I. This I has created many problems in yajna. Just one simple example. A brother constructed a big building, four centers, big hall, many rooms, gave to sisters. Sisters accepted, Baba accepted. But that brother wants always one thing. He has this subtle feeling, this is my building. I have given this big house to Baba. This is one thought. You know this is negative thought. But second more powerful negative thought is, it comes often, I have given this building to Baba or to the sister. So sisters must do everything according to me. And it becomes a big maya. This way, his beautiful donation goes into waste. He will get nothing in return. Neither such building will give help in Baba's service, because there was selfish motivation behind this service. So give and forget. Make such principle of your life. Give and forget. Because we are not giving to God. He will give us multi-million times more. We are making our own fortune elevated. We are giving this cooperation for self. This is called surrender. Surrender your body, very deep thing. Once you say, we say with true heart, Baba, now this body doesn't belong to me, it belongs to you, it's yours body. It means we cannot use this body according to our wish. No one can have right on our body now. Only God has right on our body. If we have this feeling, now this is Baba's body. All double foreigners used to say, this is Baba's car, Baba's house. Would you also say this is Baba's body? Would you like this idea? Baba's body. So Baba's body is absolutely pure. In Baba's body, all sense organs will become very cool. So this is Baba's body. He has given me. This body is meant for him. I cannot use this body for any other thing. This body will be used for Baba now. You will be thinking, you would be thinking, that we use our body, we use our money for our laukiks. What to do then? What should we do then? So two feelings we have to develop here. Just here itself, everyone think deeply about one thing. My family, my home is Baba's yagya. It's not my family, it's not my home, it's Baba's yagya. I am just a sevadhari. You understand this word? Sevadhari, server. I have to serve Baba's yagya. My home is Baba's yagya. I have to look after this yagya. My home, my family is Baba's yagya. Do you like this idea? Will you make your home into Baba's yagya? So just now, for some moments, sit in silence. See your family and your home. Give it to Baba. This way, if we believe, if we have such feelings and attitude that my family and home is Baba's yagya, so whatever you do whole day, your logic job, it will be count as yagya service, not logic work. Baba will transfer it into alaukik yagya service. So your laukik job, your laukik work will become yagya service and you will get similar marks as we get by doing yagya service. So you are doing whole day yagya service. You are not doing anything for your laukik. This is subtle change in our thoughts. So believe from now that when you will go back, you are not going in your laukik family, you are going from big yagya to small yagya. So will you say that your home is Baba's yagya? Those who believe it, please. Yes, with true heart, it's Baba's yagya. And you are their caretaker, server, So you can enjoy the whole day that you are doing godly service. You are not doing laukik job. Then you will never complain that you are very busy in laukik things. Nothing is laukik. Everything is alaukik. So everything depends upon our thoughts. If we believe this is mine, the things will bound you, will create problem for you, will make karmic account with the souls. But if you think nothing is mine, everything belongs to him, everything is Baba's, so everything will make you free from bondage. So let us now do one exercise again. Invoke Bab Dada in front of you and give him everything. Baba, take all of my burden. You are responsible of my family, which is your family now. They may be in jnana or not, it makes no difference. All are Baba's children. So invoke Baba in front of you. Talk to him, Baba, this body belongs to you now. On this body you have complete right. My entire wealth for you. My time for you and for your yajna. My family, your family. So just invoke Bap Dada. Red light karenge bhai, hai? Red light. Together with me, just visualize Shiv Baba there in soul world. Great light, divine light, Shiv Baba. Talk to him. Oh sweet Baba, you have given me so much. I'm very, very thankful to you. You have guided me. You have fulfilled all of my desires. You came into my life. You have become my life. Baba, leave your Paramdham. Please come down in front of me. Now visualize that Shiv Baba started to come down slowly and slowly. He is coming down. He reached in subtle world, entered subtle body of Brahma Baba. Now Bap Dada is coming down. He is in the sky. Visualize him in the sky. His divine vibrations, golden vibrations, are spreading out in the sky, just as entire sky has become full of his golden vibrations. This way this almighty angel is coming down. He came down, stood in front of me. Now talk to him, Baba. I surrender everything to you. Please accept it. Baba put his hand of blessings on my head. see his hand on your head. From his hand, 8 rays of power are entering in my whole body. Baba's hand of blessing is there on my head. From his hand, he is giving his entire energy to me. Give up all of your burden and tension of your mind to him. He says, be light. Now Baba goes back to his home. Invite him again. O ocean of love, please come down. I'm waiting for you. I want to see you now. Visualize again. He is coming from soul world down. Entered Brahma Baba's body. Both are coming down. Divine angel is coming down. Ask him, Baba, please merge within my body. Feel that Bap Dada merged within your body. His divine energy is spreading everywhere. My body, my life has become completely divine. Now Baba left this body, going up above, flying up, going back to his home. Again he is in soul world. Om Shanti. This is very good practice. Suppose sometime you have to go somewhere to give a lecture. You want to make that program very divine. Invoke Bap Dada this way. Ask him, merge within me. Speak through my mouth and he will do. Suppose sometime you are in big problem. Destruction is taking place. You are alone somewhere. Invoke him down and in a second he will come down, will protect you. So it will become a great thing. make it your nature. Many times in a day, invite him. If in your home, you invite him for 5 times every day. And just feel his presence, that a divine angel has come down in your home. His rays, his energy is spreading in whole of your home. You will enjoy it very much. Your home will become free from everything. If there was bad energy, dark energy, black magic, effect of bodiless souls, it will end like this. Again, come to the point of surrender. If we surrender everything to him, Baba, my home, my property, my family is yours now. So what will be the benefit? During the period of destruction, you will not get hurt. You will not suffer anything. You will enjoy destruction. I share the experience of one family, very wealthy family in India, in Gujarat, Gujarat state. 5-6 years before, there was a big earthquake. Mother came back from center. It was the time of morning, 8:15. That mother had come back from center after listening Murli, and there was earthquake, very heavy earthquake. He saw through her eyes that water tank over the terrace blast. It was blasted, and entire water just fell down here and there. She could not see it. And his beautiful building was cracked. There were cracks in many walls. So mothers could not tolerate it. She thought, oh, we had spent so much money for this building. It was so nice building. It was Baba's building. Baba did not protect it. So she got hurt. Effect on mind, effect on heart. And she was very much upset for months and months. Just think on this event. Earthquake, natural calamity. It was not the role of Shiva Baba. And because that mother had this feeling that this is my building, so she was suffered a lot. She was suffering a lot. But if she would have this thought in her mind, this is Baba's building, not mine, so there would be no effect on her mind. So during destruction, everything will destroy, everything. Now think in everything. Everything means my body. But before my body, my family, my wealth, my beautiful house, everything will destroy. So are we ready to see that sin? So if we have done this surrender, Baba, everything is yours. So if my building is destroyed, it was your building. I did not lose anything. It was your house. If it has gone, okay, you will give me new one. And he will give you new one. So surrender everything and destruction will become an enjoyment for us. keep it in your mind always. Those who surrender everything to Baba, destruction will become an enjoyment for them. Not suffering, not torture, not painful, but enjoy, enjoyment. Very subtle is to surrender mind and intellect. Very, very subtle. Which should be surrendered first, mind or intellect? Which one should be surrendered first? It's intellect. Because intellect governs the mind. It's intellect which controls the mind. Baba, first of all, has given us knowledge. Knowledge goes into intellect. So to surrender intellect means to surrender old intellect and to receive divine intellect from Baba. Simple meaning. So we must have changed our old intellect, which was full of ego, into divine new intellect, which is egoless, full of divine wisdom. Then to surrender mind will become very easy. For mind, just keep one idea in your mind, that I have to create such thoughts in my mind which can be accepted by Baba. Check your thought. I am thinking this way. Will Baba accept this thought? The thought. Second thing, the thought which makes us heavy or tense. Surrender it to Baba. Similarly, the burden, the heaviness or tension of the mind, give it to Baba. You will have wonderful feelings. If you can make one discipline, one principle in your life, it will be very useful, and that principle is, before you go to bed, just write down a small letter to Baba every night. 10 lines only. Letter to my Supreme Friend. Letter to Almighty. Letter to my Supreme Guru. Letter to my Supreme Teacher. Like this. Letter to my son. Make him your son, your baby. Letter to my baby. Letter to my friend. Whatever is making you heavy, any thought, any problem, any feeling, write it down on the paper. Baba, accept it and do whatever you want to do. So when you write on the paper, it will go in the television, in the computer of Baba. Beautiful email. You just write here, it will go in his internet. He has a supercomputer there. Okay, so again, traffic control, and just feel that Baba's rays are coming down to me. One thing is very, very important for our life. I use Baba's words now, in Murli. Baba reminded some children, ask Baba, Baba, I am in problem. You are Almighty. Please give me some might. What was the answer of Baba? Both things Baba was saying. The children have chit-chat like this. We are in problem, Baba. Please give me might to face this problem. Baba reminds. What he says? Don't ask. But O Baba, please give me might. I have already given you all of my powers. All of my powers are with you now. Realize it. Accept it. Do you accept? All powers of Almighty are with me. I am the master of all powers. Just print this thought. Let this thought go inside your subconscious mind. God's power are with me now. I am most powerful person. Remind yourself again and again. It will do wonders in your life. Wonderful experience we get just out of this feeling. We need not to ask. He already has given us everything. So now, surrender. Once Baba had defined what karmatit stage is. We have to become karmatit. So karmatit, this is Hindi word, Sanskrit word. Karmatit means beyond actions. Literal meaning of this word, beyond actions. And practical meaning, beyond the effect of actions is called karmatit stage. We perform actions, we get result. So when soul gets free from the effect of actions and from the effect of fruit, both effect, effect of actions, effect of fruit, then soul is karmatit. This is a practical definition of our perfect stage, karmatit stage. We have to do all the time karmas, actions, and each and every action leaves its effect on our mind, in our subconscious mind. But if we learn how to go beyond these feelings, we are full of divine wisdom. So as I mentioned, four karmas, actions, my laukik actions, your laukik job, make it Baba's yajna and have this feeling, I am doing everything for Baba. My all activities are for Baba. Are you ready for this thought? My all actions are for Baba. Now see very subtly how to surrender the fruit of actions. I will give you some example. They will make it very clear. Suppose you are a player. You are playing cricket match. Very prominent nowadays, cricket. In one game, you win. In second game, you lost. So when you won the game, you got victory, you are very happy. Oh, we won the game. Oh, I did this, he did this, he did this. You enjoy that situation. Result. Victory came to you, so our team is very powerful. Oh. And when you lose, you have seen what happens to the player. They get depressed, frustrated, start complaining, oh, he did this, he made this mistake. It was because of this player that we lost the game. But the true players, the wise players accept both things. They enjoy both things. They will enjoy victory as well as defeat. And for us, simple method is, if we get victory, let it go to Baba. If we get defeat, let it go to Baba. Suppose you are a business person. In 1 month, you made some good profit and you are happy. Oh, I did this. But just be subtle. Surrender that thought to Baba. Baba, you gave me this profit. I give it back to you. Suppose sometime in business you lost many things, still that to that feeling, give it to Baba. So both things we should surrender to Baba. In the field of service, third example, you went somewhere for doing Baba's service, you organized one program, 500 people came there, they enjoyed program, they appreciated you, and they said so many good comments to you, oh, you did so nice work, you are doing human service, you are giving true knowledge to human beings, and you were very happy, oh, we got good service in Baba's work, good success in Baba's service. And suppose sometime you went in a town, you organized program and only 5 persons came to attend the program. You did lot of work day and night and only 5 souls came to attend the program and they were not listening carefully, they were not satisfied. They were not praising you, then you will lose your happiness. Oh, we did so much but gave nothing, got nothing. So when there is appreciation, when people praise you very much, just from inside, let it go there. And when you don't get that, when people defame you, surrender it to Baba. So make it your practice. Whatever comes as the result, fruit, let it go to Baba. Both appreciation or defamation, success, defeat, happiness, unhappiness, profit, loss, victory, everything, surrender it to Baba. You gave me power to do this. Whatever I got, please accept it. So you will remain free from the effect of the fruit. Otherwise it happens. Suppose I gave very good class and no one appreciated. So I will say, oh, what kind of people these are? No one appreciated me. I will lose my happiness unnecessarily. So it happens everywhere, everywhere. In beginning, we were doing cultural program in Madhuban for 12 years. There was a team with me and I used to write songs and many other things, organize everything and conducted programs, cultural program. So there was one brother. He used to expect many things after going outside of the hall. So we used to organize our program in history hall and meditation hall in Madhuban. So after finishing the program, we used to go to our rooms. So there had been many brothers, Madhuban Nivasi. So some of them used to make negative comments on that brother. Oh, what you did! Your performance was not so good. You are not a good actor. So he used to become very unhappy. and used to say to me, next time I will not do anything. These people defame me all the time. They don't like my role, so I will not do anything. But when next opportunity came, he was ready again. And right from the beginning, I was of this opinion, our duty is to do a thing. We should not think of the result. I share in front of you the experience when, in Madhuban, brothers were given to conduct class. Before that, it was the opportunity for sisters only. So first of all, Nirvair Bhai was given a class, he did it. People appreciated. Secondly, I was given a class for Kumars, bachelors. Kumar came in a yoga vatti. And I was asked that give a class about yoga. I was given class. Many started to think, brothers, they must also be given this opportunity. They started to ask, to demand, give us chance, we will also give classes. So Didi Manmohini gave this chance to 5-6 brothers, including me. It is the event of 74, 75, 76, those years. So I tell you the exact story, one brother gave class. After giving class, when he went outside the hall, people started to make comments. Oh, what kind of class you have given? This was a class? It was nothing. You have wasted our time. So that brother got so upset, he said, never in future I will give any class. So he stopped giving class. Same thing had happened with me. I gave class. I went outside. Some brother said, this was a class? It was nothing. Boring class. I answered, okay, this was boring class. Next time I will make it interesting class. And I continued with this. So I got many chances then. So here, in everyone's life, there is a moment always, a second of taking right decision. So those all brothers left giving class, and just me and Nirvair Bhai were there, who continued with such opportunity. So always keep in your mind, we have to do our duty. Don't worry about the result. Result is in the hand of Baba. And suppose it's in our hand and we don't get proper result, still don't get upset. Surrender it to Baba and be light. Always keep such thought in your mind. If this time I did not get success, next time definitely I will get success. If this time people did not cooperate with me, next time everyone will cooperate with me. Make yourself so positive. Now at the end I would say one thing for everyone's life, then we will do some practices. In our big family, or in this world, suppose you are doing something, you know in this world, many people oppose. Truth is opposed very much. The path of truth is full of thorns. People say like this. So you are true. You are going smoothly on your path. But suppose some people close your door. Create barriers. Close your door. Keep one fact in your mind. That if one door is closed, Baba will open other door for you. Never think that, oh, all doors are closed for me. It happens never. If your opposition is most powerful, they close, very powerfully they close the door, still Baba will create new path for you. So have such faith, surrender everything to Baba and you will experience. He will make everything light, very easy. Keep in your mind very important, simple thought at this confluence is, godly powers are working with me. God's power are working with me. I alone am not working. Baba's powers are working with me. And where there Baba's powers work, success will come there naturally. If you find some obstacles and problems on the way of success, don't get frustrated. Baba's might, the vibrations of might will cleanse the way and you will reach to the success, to your target. So this way, for some days, you can make a simple plan for 15 days. Once in the morning, at the time of meditation, invoke Bap Dada down, see he is in front of me, surrender everything to him for some days. Then it will become very natural and you will enjoy this natural life, and this complete surrender will lead you towards perfection. Now, we will invoke Shiva Baba. These are very powerful and simple yukti to make our yoga very powerful. Volcanic yoga, see the stage. What is that yukti? Invoke Shiva Baba, just Shiva Baba. In Hindi, one name for Shiva Baba, which Baba used always, is very good. Gyan Surya. Surya means sun. Sun of knowledge, but actually it means sun of might. So he is like the sun, full ocean in might, virtues, purity, knowledge. Gyan Surya. So just invoke Gyan Surya in front of you. And first of all, feel, visualize that he came here. Gyan Surya came here. He became the canopy of protection over your head. Just Shiva Baba is coming down, he stayed here. Canopy of protection. Then he went back to home. Again he came down, came here. Just in front of my eyes, his rays are coming to me on my face. Again, he went back, came down again, became canopy of protection over my head for some seconds, went back, came down, came in front of me, giving me rays, light and might. So it will become a game. And you will experience His presence. So let us enjoy for 5 to 7 minutes these both practices. Red light kar de bhai. Very powerful feelings. Let us all go to Shiva Baba to invite him. See Gyan Surya Shiva Baba in front of you. Talk to him. Oh my most beloved Baba, please come down. visualize that Shiv Baba, Gyan Surya, is coming down slowly and slowly. His rays are spreading out. He is coming down, came in the sky. Became my canopy of protection over my head. Now Shiv Baba is going back home. Just keep visualizing. He is going back. Reach to his home. From there, again he is coming down. He came in front of me. His rays of might, purity, peace and love are coming to me. Now Shiv Baba is going back home. Reached in his home. He is coming down. Became my canopy of protection. Now Baba is going back home. He is in soul world. Again he is coming down. placed in front of me, giving me his complete energy. Now Gyan Surya Shiv Baba is going back to home. He is in soul world. Now for a minute, just visualize your perfect form up above in the sky. Visualize in the sky, my perfect form is standing there. Make a beautiful vision. Divine angel in the sky with golden radiation. This is me. Now this perfect angel comes down, entered within me. I am in my perfect angelic form, double light, lighthouse and might house. Over my head is almighty canopy of protection. Om Shanti.